Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, what time is it?
In his career, well, it's that time of the morning where we don't have to call her anymore. Actually, she doesn't have to call us anymore.
we call her.
It's time for the favourite part of our Saturday morning, A Moment with Margaret.
Campbell Brown, lovely boy. There was a dog on the field, but there you go. When all those boys, those blue boys running around with beautiful haircuts.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I've been watching bowls. Be interested in how I put down some beautiful bowls from the chair. And apologies to Miles. I didn't think his name was Andrew. I love you, Miles.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
That's the highlight of our Saturday morning each and every week for Tyre Power. The big Easter sale is now on. The First Lady of SEN. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning. Good to hear you.
How are you, Margaret? How's the week been?
Good, thanks, Pickers. How are you, darling?
Very good. I want to firstly thank you for some pickled onions that arrived and some apricot and pineapple jam.
I'll have to send Sammy in some. That's what I'll go. And I never thought of him, Sam.
I'd be honoured.
Do you like jam, Sammy?
I love jam.
I had a couple
but
of bits
I'll
of...
I'll have to get around to it. I will.
Had a couple of bits of toast with the apricot and pineapple. Quite sweet,
Listen,
but beautiful.
Do you like pickled onions or don't you?
I do. I love pickled onions.
Oh, that's good. That's
now,
all right.
Can I ask you this, though? Now that I've got them, do I put them in the fridge?
It doesn't matter where you put the pickled onions. I always keep them in the fridge because I just like them kept in under those conditions. But you don't have to. No, not necessary. Not the pickled onions. Even the jam, you don't have to because it firms up a little bit, but it doesn't matter. I think ants come and I'm always concerned about those things. But
yeah.
Not necessarily. That jam won't go off, I'm telling you.
Nah, beautiful. I've already had a go at the jam. I'm going to give the pickled onions a nice old go. I might even have one this afternoon. I love a pickled onion.
Do you do a marmalade?
Pardon?
Do you do a marmalade, Margaret?
No, I haven't. My husband never liked a marmalade. I never did. Do you like marmalade?
I'm partial to a marmalade, but I'm really excited about the pineapple jam. I've never had pineapple jam.
Well, that's lovely. It's very nice. Should have put a little bit more pineapple in it, really, because the fruit this year was very dry fruit. No, I don't think anybody turns their taps on and waters and things, but I think they're grown in different conditions. Everybody used to have an apricot tree in their backyard once, but they don't today because there's no backyards. And the fruit was a little bit dry, and I had to, because I don't put any water in it. The fruit's got to make the jam itself, and it takes a long time, about 3 hours to make that.
Really?
And I don't rush it, don't put the shortcuts in the microwave or anything like that. It's got to cook itself in the pot, and it didn't have much juice in it, so I apologise if it's a little bit firm.
No, it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. No problems there.
Firm, but it goes well. As soon as it gets the hot toast or crumpets.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
It'll be right.
A well done
lastly,
bit of toast.
The preserves have got to be done now. This is the last of them.
Yep.
Because now's the green tomatoes, see?
Yeah,
green
right.
Green tomato pickles. You don't like green tomato pickles, do
no,
you?
No, I'm not massive on green tomatoes, no.
What about you, Sammy?
I can't say that I've ever had a green tomato.
Really?
This would be a new experience.
Pickles. Green tomato. I put green tomatoes, onions and cucumber.
Ooh, and what would I, is it a spread that would I have it on toast, Margaret,
spread.
Or what do I
and
have it in?
You can have it with cold meat and salad. It's lovely. Beautiful on a ham and pickle sandwich or a corned beef and pickle sandwich.
Oh, now we're
gorgeous.
Talking. Now we're talking.
I'll have to send one in to try you, Sammy.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Margaret.
I'll send one in to try it when I make them. Next week I start those. And that's the end for the summer.
Okay, and then we get on to the footy season because the Blues are up and about on Wednesday night.
Well,
what do you think?
I didn't watch it, Pickers, because I watched the Matildas. I didn't watch it because I'm not interested in the practice matches, but all the same, I turned it on and watched the score, and I thought, well, they've got to do a bit better than that.
Yeah, they looked a bit out of sorts the other night. Melbourne were really good, actually, but pretty oppressive conditions.
I don't think they're that good, but however, they might be.
Yeah, well, look, the Blues have got had a couple of players not playing. There's no Walsh,
Williams. Well, they've always got a tale to tell, haven't they? But however, we'll see if they pick themselves up. But if they don't, you know where they're going to finish.
I think they'll be okay, Margaret.
Middle order again, and that's going to be a disappointment to a lot of Carlton supporters.
Yeah. Harry Mackay, a little bit of time in the ruck, Margaret. So not spending his whole time up forward.
Well, I wonder if he's going to do that. We'll see.
Maybe.
Just got a little update here from Steve, you know, the driver Steve that drives you around, and he drove me to the races last week. He's polished off his fig jam in 3 days.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did make some more of that too.
Well, he'll be wanting it.
I made fig jam, apricot and pineapple, and a little bit of plum. There's a lot of plums in the shop, but you know what? One time fruit was thrown away. God, it's like deer is poison in the shop.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
Oh, it's dear as poison. But I still bought some because I just have to make I can't help myself but make some. The family say, what are you making all that stuff for?
You love doing it.
Because I like doing it.
Hey, Margaret.
I like doing it.
What are you
making?
The end of the day.
When I go, none of it will be done.
No, that's right.
Point. You know what? I was married for 65 years.
Wow.
I would have been married this year for 72 years.
Yep.
I've never bought jam.
You'd have not
done. I've
made all, every pack of jam we've ate, I've made it.
Wow.
Never bought jam. Or never bought pickles, never bought pickled onions, never bought jam.
What's in the pickled onion sauce in there? Honestly, I haven't opened it yet. What else is in there? I see, is it peppers or something that are floating around in there?
Peppers. And if you like chilli,
I do.
You can get yourself a nice chilli, cut it up fine. When you open the pickles, put them in it.
I've got
the chilli in it.
I'll do that. Absolutely, I will.
If you want to do that.
I will. Now,
I don't like chilli and I'm frightened to put it in case people don't like it.
Oh, I love it.
So you can put green chilli. Just put a whole chilli in if you want to.
Yeah, just to give it a bit of kick. Yeah, well, I'm a red chilli man because I like the hot ones, the little ones, but I like to be
sweet. Put a couple of those little red ones in it if you want to.
Well, I like to.
I don't think that'll hurt it at all.
I like to sweat.
Pickled onions are very easy to make. I peel them the night before, salt them down.
Yep.
And the next day, just pop, you boil the vinegar and pour the vinegar over it. Just boil the hot vinegar over in the sterilised jars. I always have the jars boiling hot out of the oven.
Yep.
And pop them on the tray and boiling hot vinegar over them. And that's how you do it. Put a teaspoon of pickling peppercorns and...
Yeah, peppercorns. I noticed that.
Seeds.
It said, looked like it was like a pepper sauce.
I reckon the collective off the bench family's mouths are all watering in unison, Margaret. So there are some very hungry people now after this conversation. Have you been keeping an eye on the Aussies in the cricket?
I'd love to provide them all with it. I'd love it.
Well, we should get the recipe up. We should do a Margaret's cookbook.
Yeah, we could.
Meals with Margaret.
Well, you actually could do that. You're a beautiful cook.
Lovely. I've still got Mum's cookbook.
You love a corned beef, don't you, Margaret?
I love the corned beef. I've just done some corned beef. My friend dropped me in. Would you believe it? I gave him some preserves and he dropped me in some few tomatoes, a cucumber. This is Peter from Gisborne. Peter Wellington.
You on your Pete?
Some tomatoes, some cucumber. Some zucchini. I'm going to make the kids some zucchini fritters today.
Oh, I love a zucchini fritter.
Really?
I think we're on to something here. I think we're on to Meals with Margaret.
Margaret's cookbook. I like it. Yep.
And I reckon you'd be mad not to want one in your stocking for Christmas.
I made 16 pasties the other day. Corny pasties.
I love a pasty too. This is great. All right.
Oh, you'll all have to come out. That's the thing, and I'll do all this.
Tell you what. Margaret, I reckon when Pickers and I are long retired, they'll say, where did you make your money? And we'll say, we went into partnership with a lady called Margaret. We put a cookbook out and bang,
it
exploded. What about a TV show? We get you on the TV show. Never mind Ready, Steady, Cook and Ian Hewitson. We'll get you teaching people how to cook. Yes?
Now, listen, get off my cooking. what about the Aussies with over in New Zealand? They're cleaning them up, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I'll give you
that. Not doing so well today, but Lyon's just gone out a few minutes ago, but he did well to get 40-odd in it.
Absolutely.
It wasn't Hazard Green, didn't Green come of age?
Yeah, absolutely he did. They're 3 for 81, Australia. They're leading by 285. Cameron Green's 9 not out. Khawaja's 28 not out. And
if they can get to over 300, I think that they'll clean up the New Zealanders again, because New Zealand's have got the yips now.
Yeah, they don't like playing the Aussies as a general rule,
got
New Zealanders.
And we'll clean them up when we get in.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm real happy with what they're doing, and happy with Hazelwood.
He bowled well.
Sorry that Marnus is not doing so well with the bat, but he's so good in the field. He's just superb. He's spot on in the field.
Great.
Well, anyway, it's going to be an enthralling last couple of days of it, that's for sure, Margaret. And we are very much looking forward to the next instalment of Meals with Margaret, which we'll hopefully do next week. Have a great weekend. Have you got a song to see us off with?
Love. Bye for...
Have you got a song to see us off with?
Oh, my God, I never thought of a song. wait till the sun shines, Nelly. Da, 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 da. I can't think of the words, but that's enough for me. Cheerio, bye.
See you, Margaret.
We always put a smile on every dial, this time every Saturday morning. A moment with Margaret for Tyre Power. Selected Toyo tyres at 25% off.